Hello and welcome to the Aviation Reporter, your podcast about everything related to airports, airlines, and the aviation industry. In our very first episode, in collaboration with MI Systems, we bring to you Ivana Kuga, VP Corporate Development at Munich Airport International, and Lorenzo Di Loreto, VP Business Development and Service Delivery at Munich Airport International. Ivana and Lorenzo share with us their vision on future airport management trends. They discuss the importance of agility and alliances towards recovery and resilience for airports. So, without further ado, let's give the floor to them.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Ivana Kuga. I'm the Vice President Corporate Development in Munich Airport International, which is a 100% subsidiary of Munich Airport, one of the top airports and top hubs in Europe. My role in Munich Airport International is to focus on the strategic and long-term development of the company and our group of companies, including our subsidiaries. And amongst many other topics, I deal with research and development, focusing on new products or new solutions, but also enhancement of the existing service portfolio. I work on strategic partnerships with partners in the market, industry partners, but also research partners. And all of this is meant to grow our global footprint, to set up new business abroad, and to build capabilities in our team, in our staff and our teams working worldwide. And last but not least, I'm also supporting the marketing activities of the company, meaning the promotion of our portfolio.
Very good morning. My name is Lorenzo Di Loreto. I'm responsible for business development and service delivery. Basically, the main role is to get new contracts for the firm, contracts of different sorts. It could be management, training, concession, O&M assignments that we have across different countries. And on the other side, the service delivery part is about managing those assignments, making sure that we are delivering against or in favor of the different obligations we have acquired across the different regions. Basically, Munich Airport International is active internationally, offering a number of services. Yeah. We've been very active in the space of ORAC and consulting. Yeah. This is essentially a segment in which we have developed a large portfolio of project references. When it comes down to consultancy, we are actually able to provide upfront services such as master plan, feasibility study, also helping airports in develop their strategies, develop their corporate strategies and the likes. Besides that, more into operations, so us being an operator and being related to Munich Airport itself, we have been also able to support our client in managing their very own assets. Yeah. We have been able to also work with investors on a number of operations and maintenance assignments. So on one side, we do not only can think about and plan your airport, the strategies, eventually the studies that are needed for you to eventually come up with a robust airport case, but also we go into the operation of that by deploying people, but also making sure that you have the right processes, you have the right systems, that you have the right organization already who actually deployed within the airport of yours. Something which is eventually important mentioning is that while we were an ORAC non-company, a company known for ORAC for at least 2 or 3 decades, we have moved into now the operations of airport. Yeah. We have been very successful in getting a number of projects, about 4 to 5, not only in North America, but also in Europe, wherein basically you can see that Munich Airport is not only developing an appetite for this type of projects, but also we are now becoming, I would say, a good partner for investment houses, especially when there is the need for having a smart operator, someone who can actually look after an asset from an investment standpoint, from the return of that investment standpoint.
We also deliver training quite comprehensively on all areas of airport operations, be it safety, be it security, be it ground operations, which we deliver jointly with our Munich Airport Academy, And that means that we also make sure that we transfer the knowledge and the best practices that we, you know, apply at home, at our home base in Munich, to other airports worldwide in a customized manner, tailoring to the needs of the local environment and making sure that when our consultants and our project leave the country and our projects come to an end, the knowledge stays in country and the people can carry on with what they have learned. First of all, I would like to say that there's a lot of talk about post-COVID, and in my opinion, there is no such thing as post-COVID. COVID will remain, and if it's not COVID-19 that's keeping us busy, there might be another pandemic, there might be another outbreak of a new virus that we're not even aware of today. So as airports, we are not only hit hard by the pandemic, like all of the industry, by the way, we are also working very hard on the recovery from the current situation. But we know very much that we need to be prepared to accommodate similar scenarios. And I don't think that airports will make the mistake of going back to how it used to be. The shock it has hit us all very hard, and none of us will ever forget that. And when I look across the globe and I see what's happening at airports, I can say that all of them are working hard on the recovery. What is important to understand is that airports cannot do it on their own. Airports are very often at the receiving end of certain measures, for example, governmental travel restrictions, and all that airports can do is work with it, deal with it, and implement measures to be prepared for when traffic picks up again. In my opinion, the biggest challenge for airports and what they really have to learn is that they have to transform their business models, that they need to move away from being a mere infrastructure provider and infrastructure developer into a much more agile and innovative solution. And this is not necessarily the nature of airports, because airports have traditionally been built of concrete and steel for 30, 40, 50 years of, you know, planning horizon, and they are not known to be agile and fast. In my opinion, one key factor is that airports need to create alliances that could be anything from a startup to one of the big industry players in order to jointly develop solutions that can help airports not only in recovery, but also in resilience beyond the current situation. It could also be a partnership with service providers. And last but not least, since there is also a number of stressed airport assets out there right now, and a lot of governmental governments are concerned or worried about what to do with their airport assets, there might even be a new wave or a wave of private equity investors to back these airports up, either in P3 projects or maybe at least in partial privatization of airport assets. And when airports manage to adjust their business model to the new normal, and when they become more agile and innovative, they will also come up with new ways of generating revenues. And that will help them in case of another crisis or another downturn, because they will be able to provide new value proposition to their B2B and to their B2C customers.
Traffic development or the recovery of traffic, I guess traffic will come back, whether it is this year or next year. I guess indeed in Europe, without going into politics, we kind of a little bit delayed when it comes down to the vaccination and the process behind it. But I guess at some point we are picking that up. The business model, as Ivone said, yeah, I guess this is indeed, and I'm sorry to say that, but it's indeed an opportunity for the airport industry to essentially look into the very novelty or the very disruption that the industry somehow needs in terms of processes, in terms of eventually how the business is approached, in terms of sizes and stuff like that. So I guess we will indeed see more technologies stepping in, being implemented. PPPs or P3s, this is basically a delivery methodology or a delivery through which certain CAPEX or EPC projects get delivered. I guess we will indeed see this being implemented even further. I guess it's about time, especially in some markets such as the African market and the North American market, we're now really getting active, getting traction about that. We see transactions which have been floated. And I guess the P market will always be there. Will always be there because there is a necessity, there is a need for capital, which, for instance, the airport companies cannot really afford by themselves. We also see that eventually management or O&M contracts, not necessarily attached to an investment obligation or requirement towards the operator, are also being implemented across different geographies. Yeah? We see that in the case of the States, transactions such as the one in Newark or some other transactions, for instance, where there is indeed the possibility for the local government to do their own financing, they are yet going to the market, trying to get better skills in management the asset, in operating the asset. So that's an opportunity as well, not only the PPP marketplace, but also the marketplace which refers to getting additional skills for eventually having a better management, a better operation of your very asset. That also is seen across different geographies, Bulgaria, Montenegro, I would say Japan to a certain extent as well. International operators are invited to look into transactions, not necessarily because there is a lack of capital locally, I guess there's sufficient financial capital power in this market, but there is indeed the need, as I said, of having someone from the outside eventually just bringing a little bit of excitement or novelty when it comes to airport operations. So two opportunities, PPP will always be there because there is a need of capital, and number two, management or O&M transaction, because there is always the need of eventually through the participation of a third party to have better procedures, management, and therefore results in the day-to-day of an effort.
I think when it comes to the future of airports, and let's first talk about the immediate future, like the key approaches that airports should adopt now to leave the current crisis behind them. Lorenzo already mentioned the topic of real estate development and reviewing the master plan of capital investment programs at airports. So I will not explore that much further, but I can also think of digital transformation as a means of adopting and as a means of generating resilience that airports need urgently. And of course, there is a lot of talk in the market right now, for example, regarding the implementation of touchless technologies along the passenger journey, which is an immediate response to the needs of additional hygiene and hygienic measures to make sure that the passengers' confidence grows and comes back, that travel is safe and that they feel comfortable when entering an airport facility and on their way to boarding their flight. So that's definitely one area where airports can now invest. And the investment doesn't have to be, you know, big money. It can be small, minor steps. And again, this goes back to the collaboration with technology suppliers that I was mentioning earlier. Another area that I can think of is the area of operational performance. We know today that the turnaround of an aircraft under COVID-19 or similar circumstances takes much longer than it used to take. And this does not only have an impact on airline operations and their schedules and their network planning, but also on airport. And that means they will soon be struggling with a lack of capacity and they won't have the funds or the cash to build additional capacity immediately. That means any tool, any solution that helps airports to improve their operational performance, their operational efficiencies, any tools that create common situational awareness across the airport stakeholders, anything that contributes to the concept of total airport management, as we call it, which is, you know, also part of, for example, the CESAR initiative. I mean, again, this is not a new topic. This was there long before COVID, but anything that airports can do in this regard will help them now to prepare for a phase when traffic picks up again. And a second topic, which I think tends to be forgotten in all of this technology discussion, is that there are people behind these technologies. And whilst airport people and airport staff tend to be very experienced and many of them have built years, if not decades of expertise and experience in airport operations, they are not necessarily digital natives. And only the next generation, which is now growing up, will be in a position to also work with all of these digital tools and solutions. So we need to invest in our people, in the capabilities and the competencies, and especially the skills to work with new technologies and to develop those technologies. I think this is an important measure that airports should be taking. Just to give you an example, in Europe right now, we have a great scheme, a governmental scheme. It's called Kurzarbeit. It means short-term work. It means people, if they are not busy because the resources are not required at the airport, they can stay at home and the government funds some of their salaries so that none of them have to worry about losing their jobs. But what we don't do is we don't make use of this time to train people. They simply sit at home, maybe doing other things, but we don't, as employers, we don't combine that with training and developing their skills. And I think this is an area where we could definitely improve.
Human resources and the budget we dedicate to training, that will also be important. Eventually, some organizations or airport companies are looking into organizing themselves differently, which may mean that the headcounts will look differently as it is today or in a pre-COVID scenario. But independently of that, we should not forget that training is indeed important. And this is something that eventually most of the airport operators, or at least the people in the industry, are not really paying attention to. So there will be a need to keep on training the people, and most importantly, training the people on all this novelty which is coming to the marketplace. Let it be a technology, let it be a process. Even if we are just thinking about changing the concept of operation of an airport, or eventually a single SOP, all that has to be trained in every single person, and at least people who are related to the change in an airport organization, these people will have to be trained. And I hope that with these changes that, of course, are impacting, affecting, transforming our industry, we will also come with the conclusion that airport training is important, or training the staff of an airport is important, and that we will indeed see items which are customized and also bring people to the next level. Because my impression in the market is that we see a lot of the same material over and over again, without much innovation going into the training area. And I don't mean necessarily doing it online, because that's not an innovation by itself. That's just the mean of delivering the training, but innovation in the content, so that people can be more empowered, more skillful, and more knowledgeable about what is there for the industry of the future.
When it comes to the top four or top five trends that airports and airport managers need to deal with in the upcoming years, I think it can be summarized as follows. I would start by right-sizing the organization. And I do not only mean cutting jobs, but really making sure that the organizational model of the airport operator fits to the type of services that this company wants to provide and the business model related to it. And that also means to balance the outsourced versus the in-house service delivery. And again, this goes back to the partners and strategic alliances that we discussed before. In some areas, especially when it comes to technology, it might make more sense to rely on a partner from the market rather than try to do everything in-house, and vice versa. We all know there is no right type of organization. It's just a matter of how you deploy it and how you put it to work. The second trend, and again, we discussed it extensively, is that airports have to make sure that they develop the skills and competencies in their team and also in their leadership, by the way, to deal with new ways of working, often remote ways of working. We know that an airport is an environment in which safety and security are of utmost importance. People will have to learn to let go of, you know, tangible proximity to where they work and how they deploy the operational procedures. They will have to learn to work in a remote environment, maybe even a control center environment, maybe even hundreds of kilometers far away from the place of deploying the services. And again, that requires training but also a new way of thinking and a new attitude to the working environment in general. Airports need to invest in digital transformation and new technologies. I guess, again, we discussed this extensively. And last but not least, in my opinion, they need to put sustainability at the core of anything they do. Any business decision, any investment, be it a capital investment program or be it the introduction of new ways of working, sustainability has to be the ultimate target. This is not only sort of an environmental need, but it's also an expectation of the passengers, the airport partners, airport suppliers, but also, of course, the B2B customers of an airport. And in order to position themselves as a multimodal transport hub, and I guess Lorenzo touched upon it briefly in his previous response, airports also need to prepare for the accommodation of new trends and emerging technologies, new modes of transportation. I mean, at the end of the day, an airport is still a piece of infrastructure that accommodates different types of transportation. And of course, the most prevalent one right now and a big buzzword and a lot of talk in the industry is on urban air mobility and the soon to be expected start of commercial operations of air taxis as a new way of shuttling to and from an airport. And airports today, especially busy airports, like, for example, our own hub here at Munich Airport, are not prepared to accommodate this new means of transport, at least not easily. So that will take time. It requires careful studies, preparation, procedures need to be developed. They need to be aligned with other stakeholders, like, for example, the ATC service providers. And this is something that airports should be working on today because it will come, be it 4, 5, 6 years from now. And then we should be prepared to accommodate those new technologies.
We might need to be somehow aware that new players are going to come into the marketplace. I will not mention the names, but I guess we have common suspects, people who have gone across industries disrupting them. And it's to a certain extent improving them as well, at least from a client standpoint. Huh? So I guess those players might be looking into it. I guess we see one of them, for instance, going into cargo. Yeah. And one of them also not only being in cargo, meaning operating its own airline cargo business, but also going into the development of cargo terminal facilities, as it is the case in the States. I'm not trying to say that this is going to become a competitor of ours, but this is indeed a reality we should be aware of and eventually be prepared for, competing against or partnering with. Yes, all options are on the table and available as we speak. This is one thing. So the common suspects coming to the marketplace, huh? Or new suspects or unknown suspects. The second one is from a service delivery standpoint, meaning most Munich Airport International interested in assisting, supporting, servicing airports with a number of consulting, training, management, O&M contract or projects. I guess there as well, we might see a little bit of consolidation. Yeah. We see that, for instance, every time we go for or after a tender, there are like 10, 15 entities just pitching for the same project. That eventually will change going forward. And not only for services, but also for products. Huh? We see some of the big names as well, eventually with products being benchmark or eventually same type of products being developed by new competitors. And eventually there is not sufficient market for all these companies. And that might be a reality as well that we have to eventually be aware of. So it wouldn't be bad to look into consolidation. I guess the market itself will push for consolidation. I guess the good strength that could be combined, geographical strength or being good at something or being good at a product or something. So I guess we would have to look into consolidation and somehow that will start to happen with eventually M&A transactions or anything of the like in the coming months and years as well. Not only at service level, but also product and technology level as well.
Thank you so much for joining us. This podcast was brought to you in collaboration with Emma Systems. Emma helps airports optimize their ground operations by correlating real-time data through its various AI components, including ACDM. You can visit www.emma.aero to find out more. Onwards and upwards towards our next episode.